Lynn Waterhouse, an author living in West Plains, knew it wasn't a good sign that her husband's nursing home was calling her.
In their emails, they would tell us that anyone with a positive loved one would be contacted by phone.
Her husband, Dave, was asymptomatic, but since nursing homes are doing more universal testing, a nasal swab had caught traces of the coronavirus in his nasal passageways. He was moved into a COVID corridor. Dave has Parkinson's disease and a form of dementia called Lewy body dementia. As a younger man, he worked for AT&T for 30 years, then started his own electrical business. Lynn describes their decades together as, quote, an uncommonly good marriage before his illness took hold. When his dementia became unsafe for him, Dave moved into the Brookhaven Healthcare Facility in West Plains. His wife Lynn says when he was suddenly isolated due to the lockdown to visitors earlier this year, he reverted to hallucinating, something he hadn't done in quite a while.
He called to tell me that he had gotten fired and he was on his way back to San Bernardino.
The director of the Howell County Health Department, Chris Gillum, said Wednesday that the Brookhaven nursing home has 32 active cases of COVID-19. And Gillum said the coronavirus is now inside every nursing home in Howell County. We reached out to every licensed nursing home, assisted living, and residential care facility in the county, 12 in all, based on Missouri's Department of Health and Senior Services website, to ask how it's going. Many declined to share details, but one nursing home, NHC Healthcare in West Plains, pointed us to their COVID dashboard. According to their data, there are 25 patients with COVID-19 right now in that nursing home. 13 patients have recovered, but nearly just as many, a dozen, have died from COVID. And those high active case counts are troubling because rural hospitals are already straining to meet the swelling volume of COVID patients in their regions. One striking number on NHC's COVID dashboard is how many of the nursing home's employees have tested positive. 28. And as officials say COVID is now in all Howell County nursing homes, we found there are at least a couple of assisted living facilities where the coronavirus appears to have been kept at bay so far. One of them is Southview Healthcare, where Marianne Watson works as a nurse for 30 residents. When I ask her why she thinks they've been spared, she launches into a lengthy regimen of prevention.
We temperature, we wear our masks. We continuously have Germex on top of our, you know, washing. The residents will wash before every meal. We have kept them separated in dining room, so we only.
The list goes on and on.
We Lysol and from doorknobs.
And on. She said she's extremely careful at work, but she's also vigilant at home and if she has to run an errand. And that caution is part of caring for her residents, she said.
That is a worry. When we, the staff, are leaving and going home and doing about our normal lives, we don't know what we can come in contact with.
Like other rural parts of Missouri, West Plains and Howell County don't require masks in public and don't do much to limit the size of gatherings, even though the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have said both measures would significantly slow the spread of this virus. Watson said her facility has not lifted its ban on visitors like some facilities have. Even family members can't come inside the facility. And this is the downside to such strict rules. The residents are hurting emotionally.
And to be there for them, that is really what I feel like a lot of them are lacking. You know, everything has changed since all this happened. There isn't a lot of caring.
Watson says rural communities like hers can still find creative ways to show nursing home residents they care through cards, letters, signs, or gifts. But maybe the best thing people can do to care for nursing home residents right now is to take the coronavirus more seriously, she said. Dr. Lisa Hall heads up the gerontology program at Missouri State University.
As an educator, I would just encourage everyone to think of it this way. If this pandemic were affecting children the most, what would we do to protect them? And would it be different than what we're doing to protect are older adults at this time.
Meanwhile, back at Brookhaven Nursing Home, Lynn Waterhouse's husband Dave has been feeling a bit poorly and had a fever this week. She said since March, she's already seen 5 or 6 obituaries of people from her husband's nursing home in the local newspaper. Abby Ray Hess, an editor at the West Plains Daily Quill, said many people are dying far away from home. She said Wednesday's paper needed 2 full pages of newsprint just for obituaries, which Hess described as surreal. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.